When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana, 16 regions and around the world at myjoyonline.com. This afternoon, calls grow for an overhaul of SNIT's board and leadership after Labour bares its teeth at government over shares in four hotels, declaring an indefinite strike to shut the nation down.
There should be a total overhauling of SNIT. And I think it starts from the people there who should not be there, who are also not doing a good job. Please, let them move off.
Despite SNIT's withdrawal of the sale, Labour has refused to call off the strike.
We have not seen the signature of the board chair of SNIT.
In this day of AI and everything that can be done electronically and all of that, what shows that what is flying all about?
Also, Ghana Hydrological Authority and UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology sign an MOU to tackle flooding and hydrology issues in the country.
There's a lot of technology that they have access to that we don't. There's a lot of research knowledge that they have that we don't. And so this partnership is going to help build our capacity.
And later we take you to Tema, where the Ekoban Joy News Habitat Fair is ongoing with exciting packages. We're live on the ground. I am Amiesi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details now. Growing calls for an overhaul of SNIT's board and leadership have emerged as Labour intensifies its confrontation with government over the sale of shares in four hotels, declaring an indefinite strike aimed at shutting the nation down. The Trades Union Congress, TUC, and other Labour groups have expressed their discontent with government's handling of the sale, particularly the 60% stake intended for Rock City Hotel, owned by Minister of Agriculture Brian Ichampong. The parties Rock City and SNIT have since terminated the sale. Despite this, Labour maintains their stance. Here's President of NAGRAT, Angel Kabanu, on Newsfile a while ago.
We got that information this morning. I have had discussion with leadership just a few minutes ago. We indicated that from what I see, that statement has not been signed. We have not seen the signature of the board chair of SNIT. If you have the signed one, Samson, I stand corrected. But what we saw, there was no sign. It was not signed. So we have some little apprehension with regards to that. But if it is authentic, it will really play a very vital role in that we are going to take by the close of day or tomorrow.
But you have heard Brian Ichampong confirm that the letter that comes from Rock City Hotel is what it is. They are no more interested. Shouldn't that be sufficient?
Yes. No. As for the Brian Ichampong part, we were not taking that into consideration like we are taking into consideration the announcement by SNIT, because Brian Ichampong is just one of those who applied to purchase the hotel.
While his colleague, president of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association, Perpetual Oforiampofo, is in agreement, she also spoke on Newsfile.
Indeed, we have seen all those, the communique from, or the letter from Rock City and the supposed press release from SNIT. Indeed, the focus of our action has never been on Honorable Brian Ichampong or Rock City. That is not the focus. The focus is that we have indicated consistently we needed SNIT to discontinue the whole process of the sale of the 60% share in those four hotels. You see, in this day of AI and everything that can be done electronically and all of that, what shows that what is flying all
Perpetua,
about?
Perpetua, let me
and
tell you. Hello, Perpetua. Hello, Perpetua.
Yes.
I on Newsfile, Joy Multimedia, your independent, credible and fearless network, can confirm to you this morning that the statement from SNIT is authentic.
Look, what I'm saying is this issue is of importance to the whole nation. Organized labor has gone to the trouble of holding a press conference and doing what it needs to do.
Well, Meanwhile, Imani's government will insist on an overhaul of SNIT's leadership. The private legal practitioner believes that is the only way workers can have power and control over their pensions.
Absolutely. I think he should. Look, these are the people who have sat down, blocked their ears, and have basically risked this whole country to the point where, you see what you're talking about, we're going to get a gridlock. I hope the, you know, organized labor takes the victory. This is a great victory. We've tried it. I mean, everything works in, you know, a continuum. So I believe going to court was useful at the time. Now we've gone, we didn't get it, so they've been on the street. Take the victory. Let's try, and like you're saying, not risk our fragile economy anymore. But the people who caused this are the Director General of SNIT, all those people at NPRA who passed this thing, the people who blocked their ears, went to parliament and wanted to run roughshod over the people. You don't want a situation where people get to the point where they feel nothing will be done when we talk. We have to get onto the streets because anything can happen when that stuff is happening. And by the way, there's a lot of perverse law going on in SNIT, apart from this money. There should be a total overhauling of SNIT. And I think it starts from the people there who should not be there.
Still on the labor front, the Civil and Local Government Staff Association of Ghana, CLOSAG, has called off its strike following the government's agreement to implement a revised salary structure starting in October. Now, the resolution is expected to bring much-needed relief to public sector workers and ensure the continuity of essential services. My colleague Samuel Kojo-Brace has details of that statement and joins me in studio with more. Kojo, what does it say?
So the statement acknowledges that there was a meeting between government and CLOSAG on 12 July 2020. It says the party showed commitment towards the resolution of pertinent issues relating to the salary structure for the staff of the civil service and local government service. Quote, the government acknowledged and committed itself to the memorandum of understanding signed on the 19th January 2022 and gave assurance that the process of finalization of the salary structure would be completed by 31st October 2024 this year and implemented with effect from 1st January 2025.
Right.
It says that on the basis of the above, CLOSAG agreed to call off the strike with immediate effect. Consequently, the strike in relation to the salary structure is hereby called off.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brace. Now, some aggrieved residents of Tema Community 5, Pram Pram and surrounding communities, including regular users of the Tema to Pram Pram Junction Road, are demanding the rehabilitation work resumes on the 17-kilometer stretch. The residents are also asking government to provide a new timeline for completion. That's more on the following report.
The angry resident, clad in red and holding placards with various inscriptions at the Kpom barrier, protesting the delay in rehabilitating and expanding the 17-kilometer stretch from Tema Motorway roundabout to Miocho. 4 years after the upgrade work was commissioned, residents say little progress has been made. They insist the delay causes gridlocks.
We, the residents from Kpom barrier, all the way through to Dowe, Pram Pram, all the way to Chopoli. For 4 years now, the government came and cut sod to do our road, but it looks like it's come to a halt and it's become a problem for us. Because honestly, the last 2 years, we are not seeing what the contractor is doing. And we ask questions and we are not getting answers. And we want government to tell us what.
Well, away from that, the Ghana Hydrological Authority and the UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology have signed an MOU to improve flood control by addressing some challenges of it in Ghana. That's more on the following report.
CEO of Ghana Hydrological Authority, Dr. John Kisi, highlighted the importance of this collaboration for the nation's efforts to manage water resources and mitigate the impact of flooding and drought.
Oh, it means a lot. There's a lot of technology that they have access to that we don't. There's a lot of research knowledge that they have that we don't. And so this partnership is going to help build our capacity to enable us, access cutting-edge technology to support the work that we do in Ghana.
For the UK Centre for Ecology and Hydrology, the partnership offers the chance to apply their research in a practical context, gain insight from diverse environment, and contribute to global water resource management and climate adaptation efforts. Dr. Stuart Wainwright is the CEO.
Drawing into account climate change or changing technologies or changes in urbanisation, all of these are having a huge impact. We've also got to be ready to deal with them when they happen. Now, for operational agencies like Hydro or the Environment Agency in the UK, It's absolutely critical that they've got science and data both to inform their forward planning but also their operational responses.
Now to Tema, the Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair second clinic is ongoing at the forecourt of the Tema Metropolitan Assembly. The event seeks to create a unique platform for both prospective house owners and real estate companies across the country and the sub-region for everything housing. My colleague Carlos Coloni is there and joins us with more. Carlos, welcome. What can you report?
I mean, you see a lot of excitement going on here at the forecourt of the Tema Metropolitan Assembly, as vendors have displayed their wares and a lot of customers are trooping in their numbers. And some have been making purchases. Here with one of such customers to share with us. What are you doing now? Tell us.
Right now, I'm purchasing the Syntex tank, the 5,000 liters.
Mm.
Yeah.
Why that?
Because when I came around, the lady was good. She gave me a discount and also offered to do a free delivery for me.
Wow.
I think it was a good deal.
So you are taking advantage of that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm here with another vendor also to share with us. How is the day going and what's your expectation for the day?
In fact, it has been very exciting and I'm happy that I have a customer here right now. He's making purchases because of what he heard on radio and through that he passed through and he's making a purchase. This is very wonderful. Okay. And I'm urging everybody to pass through also.
Great, great. So, Mamiyesi, that's the picture here. A lot of excitement on the ground at the forefront of the CME. Mm.
Thank you so much. Carlos Calone will certainly join you later after this bulletin. And before we go, some Kenyans are excited about President Ruto's cabinet dissolution as part of reforms following the Gen Z protests that claimed about 20 lives. The president said the move came after reflection, listening to Kenyans, and after a holistic appraisal of his cabinet. Freelance journalist Emmanuel Muyuka has more.
Many Kenyans are still amused by the latest move that the president has taken on dissolving his cabinet, and the dissolution have affected all the ministries in the government and all the CSs have been sent home. The only officials that have been left are the deputy president, Honorable Rigathi Gachagua, and the office of the prime cabinet secretary that is held by Honorable Musalia Mudavadi. I think the president will now sit down and choose another cabinet that he thinks that will help him in completing his term. And leaders across different political divides have taken to their social media pages to give their reactions following this move by the president. We can see that Senator Sifuna wrote on his X account saying that sacking all cabinet secretary is a solid move.
Well, some middle-class Kenyans, Abby and Faith, are excited about the president's move. They spoke to Joy News.
It's a very good move the president has taken, and it shows that the power of the people is very paramount. It is very critical now that people speak for themselves. People elect leaders to govern them. They just delegate the power to the leaders. We therefore need to guard that as it's protected within the Kenyan constitution. And it's a rallying call to everyone across Africa, or the world indeed. It is important that leaders listen to you.
The people that the president will elect should not have engaged in any politics and has never done any business in the government. And those who have been removed from their seats, we want accountability of every money they have spent while they were serving us.
And you heard there some middle-class Kenyans responding or reacting to President Ruto's dissolution of his cabinet. Kenya's police chief has also resigned after criticism of officers' conduct during the anti-government demonstration in which dozens of protesters were killed. The presidency said in a statement on Friday that President William Ruto had accepted the resignation of Inspector General of Police Jafet Kom, who had served in the role since November 2022. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7, which is live in on Love FM 99.5 and also 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. And you heard calls grow for an overhaul of SNITS board and leadership after Labour bared its teeth at government over shares and